crossfade. The Daily Talk Show.
A conversation sometimes worth recording with Josh Jensen and Tommy Jacket.
It is the Daily Talk Show live from New York City. Tommy Jacket.
Josh Jensen. You can't see if you're listening, but yeah. We've got a video of this, and we're standing at, what's this called?
The Flatiron Building in New York City. Yeah. It is sort of like it's like very narrow at the end, and then it sort of veers out a little bit like a triangle.
I kept calling it a wedge.
Yeah.
Let's go to the wedge thing.
It's got wedge vibes.
The funny thing is, I was here in 2012, and I was across the road from the wedge. I had no clue that it was a tourist attraction.
Can you stop calling it the wedge?
The Flatiron, yeah. And I was filming a bit, and it just so happened that I was right there. So I kind of lucked out with that one.
Yeah, there's a lot of places where you look at buildings and you're like, man, it looks so cool. You'd think it'd be famous, and it turns out 9 times out of 10 it already is famous. And you just don't know it.
But this is what I love about this city.
Yeah.
There's millions of people, but if you keep your eye out, you spot people that you might see on the internet.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's all different types of characters, including some of the best people in their craft. And today, we headed to somewhere just outside of New York called Hastings on Hudson.
Yeah, what an amazing place. It is the polar opposite of New York City.
Yeah.
And we went there because we were going to interview a guest, pretty much one of the reasons we came to do this American trip, Seth Godin.
Yes. So on episode 20 of Seth on the Daily Talk Show, you mentioned that you gave me a little bit of a challenge.
Yeah. It was a classic radio stunt. Josh, I dare you. No, it was just to get a guest on. And it was like, who could? And I hadn't thought about it before you asked me.
Yeah.
And then I came up with it, and it was Seth Godin, and we got him on the show. And speaking of bumping into people, we've actually got
Chase Jarvis.
Man, the street.
Come in, we're here.
Oh, wow, this is high tech.
Yeah, so we're just talking about the fact that we came to New York City for one of the main reasons to see Seth Godin and to interview him, and it just so happens that we're walking along, and there couldn't be a more awkward moment than having you with noise-cancelling headphones.
Ignoring the shit out of you.
Right? Just like, a bit of a, like, I think that's Chase. It's like, yeah, well, but why don't we say his name?
He said that, I think that's Chase, and I sort of went around. Did you hear me?
No.
Well, the noise-cancelling headphones are doing well. Bose?
Chase Jarvis. For the few people who don't know who Chase Jarvis is, you are one of the top photographers in the world, and you've got Creative Live.
Yes.
Changing people's lives with education, all that sort of thing. How's all that stuff going?
It's going well.
Yeah.
Knock on wood, dangerously good.
Yeah.
You know, we grow because people like the folks who are listening and you folks are spreading the word.
Yeah.
We've got more than 10 million creators in our platform now, serving every country on the planet every month.
Yeah.
And I still feel like we're just getting started.
Yeah.
So
we mentioned to you that we had Seth Godin on the podcast today.
Yep.
And then you dropped. You've got him on next week as well.
Yeah. You've just won up to us.
Oh, yeah.
Joke.
I was just recorded with him last time I was in New York, which is about 2 weeks ago. And, of course, he's got a new book dropping called This Is Marketing, which is an insane book. It's a book for creators and entrepreneurs on how to make sirens very loud in your podcast.
This is perfect. This is great. This is New York, baby.
It is. No, it's a book about how to build what you love to build for the smallest viable audience.
Because
we're all taught to do big things and go, you know, whatever, make the biggest startup in the history of the universe. But Seth, the contrarian that he always is, done such a nice job of helping us understand, like, no, build something for a posse of people who care. And from that vantage point, you can change the world.
What's amazing about Seth and the interview today is every answer sounds like something out of a book.
Yeah, it's brilliant. He speaks like the best writers in the world, right?
Yeah.
He really does.
And he talks about the importance of focusing your customers or the people you're trying to change as students. You've basically done that by creating a whole education platform. Yeah. What have you noticed in the craft and what you do by changing your mindset to being a teacher? Do you see yourself as a teacher?
I see myself as a learner. First, you know, I feel like I've had a lot of life experience in building photography careers and starting businesses. But if you heard the point I made earlier about Creative Live, we've been almost in it for 8.5 years. We've got tens of millions of people on the platform. I feel like we're just getting started. Yeah. That's because there's still so much to learn.
Yeah.
So while the platform has teachers like Tim Ferriss and Seth and Arianna Huffington and Brené Brown and the best photographers in the world and designers like Debbie Millman and Stefan. I'll stop listing names, but
it's amazing.
When you do get to be around amazing folks like that, it's incredibly inspirational. And what I love is it's not inspiration to sit at home and twiddle your thumbs. It's inspiration to go out and do.
Yeah.
And I think that's the thing that most people struggle with is that step between learning something in their brain and acting on it.
Yeah.
And so that's one of the reasons that Creative Live, I think, has been successful, because it's about going and doing the passion, the thing that you care about. And by extension, me. Like, that's... I created Creative Live because it was an act of doing. Like, okay, if this is really going to be a thing, let's build it and see if people care about it. And, you know, following Seth's mantra, it started off with just a handful of people and a couple of volunteers in a room, and now, you know, we're in every country on the planet every month. So
it's amazing. Who have you bumped into New York on a random... Is this the most random thing you've done terms of podcasting?
No, podcasting on the street, yeah, it's pretty cool. But I do, a lot of people are vlogging, so I get to like make cameos in people's vlogs. I get recognized a lot here in New York, and more than a lot of cities, but I enjoy it. Like, I'm super glad you stopped me, and I put you in my Instagram story just to say hey. I encourage that. We're all in this together. We got to sort of help one another, and if I can, like... you know, give someone a buzz on your podcast for just, you know, 45 seconds here, then awesome. And likewise, like, Creative Live wouldn't exist if it wasn't for folks like yourselves wanting to learn and learn from authentic people that are on Creative Live. And, like, this is what makes it all go around. So I try and do whatever I can. I love New York, though. It's incredible. I mean, the sirens, the sunset, so the... You know, people are filming, and like, I enjoy bumping into fans and followers and peers when I'm in New York, for sure.
You've got to head off to Brooklyn in a few minutes. Before we go, the transition from going to being a solo photographer to having your own business.
Yeah.
How do you approach it? What do you become? How do you go from not just being a manager, or is that just a reality of what happens?
No, I think, you know, if you surround yourself with amazing people, like, we've named a bunch of people just in the time that we've been speaking here, and I do everything I can to put myself around people. I try and punch above my weight. I try and put myself in a position to learn at all times. And I think in part of building anything is who you spend time with, and whether those are people that are going to work for you, that you're going to work with, or that you're going to work for, it doesn't matter. You want to have an amazing community. And I think I talk a lot about the other 50%. So there's the thing that you're building, whatever that thing is. In this case, it's your podcast, The Daily Talk Show. Almost got it.
You won't forget that again.
I won't forget again. But it's about the other 50%, what are you doing to build community when you're not actually shipping the product, when you're not actually standing on the street doing man on the street, woman on the street interviews? What are you doing to build community? And so for me to build a community around the things that I love, at first it was around photography. I just tried to get like-minded people together. And as it turned out, there were some people who weren't quite as far along in their career as I was. And those were people that I could hire first as contractors and then ultimately as employers. Or as employees, and then there are people that I was aspiring to be around, folks like Seth, for example, or Richard Branson, or Brené Brown, people who are, you know, have so much more life experience than I do, and now they all get to be together on Creative Live, and again, here we are bumping into one another. I think it's just, if you're asking for a tip, it's people want to expand way too early.
Yeah.
Like, make something small and beautiful and make it great, and the expansion can be organic. This, like, grow at all cost, I don't believe that. I think that's a farce. And if whether you are on the position of looking to get hired or should I hire someone, the only thing you can do wrong is not believe in yourself, and on the hiring side, do it too soon. Make it painful and then hire somebody. And managing someone is a very different skill than being the creator.
Yeah.
So if you're not a great manager, you have to work on some of those skills and or find someone that you can help, who can help you, who is a manager. Trying to do it all on your own as an independent creator, I get it. We've all been there. Expect to stumble. Expect to learn along the go.
Yeah.
And be in it for the process. If you're just in it because at some point you get to stand on a, you know, with a model on a beach with a camera, that's the wrong reason. You have to love the process. Like, clearly, you guys were like, you grabbed me. I don't know if you were, I thought at first you were going to jump me. But, like, you clearly, like, oh, we want to do a podcast right here in front of the Flatiron. But you love what you do, and you can feel it. And that's critical. So,
Chase Jarvis, thank you for a very random, impromptu chat.
Mate, let's get a photo. We've got my girlfriend Bree taking photos all over it. And, mate, Chase Jarvis is uploading stuff.
We got the vertical, we got to do them all.
Mate, she's all over it, content queen. But Chase is on YouTube across everything. Like, what are you focusing on?
I'm just at Chase Jarvis on anything. And please check out Creative Live. If you're a creator, an entrepreneur at any stage of the game, this is where the folks that I've named while we've been standing here, this is where they go to teach and inspire you. There's all kinds of free content there, and there's a community of tens of millions of people there. So check it out.
Man. Thanks, bro.
Awesome. Sorry, I got to bounce, you guys. I appreciate it.
Yeah, just give that to Breezer.
Good luck, Bree. Keep killing it. Nice job.
Thanks, man.
Thank you.
Chase Jarvis.
That was so cool.
We expect to do Vox Pops. We did a Vox Pop of a lady on a bike in Times Square. This is probably the I don't know what you'd describe the highest profile. You don't know what the girl on the bike was doing. She might have been the
celeb.
We didn't even know.
It was a high profile Vox Pop, random. And we're
that was good. So the energy in New York City is just, it's amazing, right? It's contagious. It gets you excited. So going back to the Seth Godin bit, Monday we are releasing our chat with Seth, and he gave us like close to an hour of his time.
It was amazing. It was everything I thought it would be and more.
Yeah.
So if you are a fan of Seth, I guess like we are, I'm losing my voice.
Yeah.
It's the energy here. It's
This is what happened to me when I was traveling, and you already pulled me up on it, because I'm like, mate, just you'll be fine. It's like you pointed out the fact that I did fully lose my voice.
Well, it was one of the funniest things on this podcast.
So it'll be enjoyable when we get to...
Yeah, it just sucks when I was giving you shit for it. And now it's me.
It's coming. So what did you get out of being around Seth, or even bumping into Chase? What does it do to you?
Yeah, I mean, everyone, we're all humans, and I think when you see them online, you think of them as, you hold them way up, and not that that's a bad thing at all.
Yeah,
but it's amazing how relatable and
kind and generous.
Kind and generous. Yeah, because you think, I don't know why you think they're not going to be those things.
Well, you just think that maybe
Chase just gave us 12 minutes of his time, and he didn't have to.
Yeah, I mean, he was literally off. And the funny thing is, it shows the different strategies, in the sense of like he pushed on to us. We said, look, I said, what are you up to now?
Yeah.
And he said, oh, I'm off to Brooklyn. And we're like, oh, okay. He's like, oh, well, how long is it going to be?
Yeah.
It's like, and so I think that what I've taken out of interactions like that is, it's like, to be at the top, to be the best at your game, it's about giving, and it's about being generous, and it's about Chase doesn't know what the return on investment is of having a conversation with us, but he did it.
Maybe one sign up.
Exactly.
No, but he doesn't. You can tell these people
don't even care about that. Yeah.
They do it to connect, to teach, to help people learn. I mean, everyone is at the same stage at some point. Mm. Some go further.
Yeah.
But that's just as far as you want to take it.
Yeah.
So we are all equal at some point on our journey.
Uh-huh.
And I think these kind of people like Chase, people like Seth, there's a lot of people that are on a journey that they can help guide.
Mm.
It's not everybody.
Yeah.
But it is a lot of people out there.
And there's the other funny thing is that what I also just started to work out is how the way that markets and niches work, because we were in a diner and Hastings on Hudson, and we're talking to a lovely woman who was working at the diner, and we're saying, oh, we're interviewing someone, and we said, Seth, Bree is just making some adjustments at the moment. Yeah. What's going on?
I thought Bree was doing something to my bum.
Yeah, she's just getting out the
She got the camera out of my back pocket.
Thanks, Breezer. But we were speaking to the lovely lady at the diner, and she had no idea who Seth was.
No.
And the thing is that it sort of blew my mind, because we're in this small little town, and there's not a huge amount. I think she said there was, a few thousand people, maybe 4,000?
Yeah.
Or maybe even less. But, just the idea that the power of speaking to a specific audience and the power of not going for mainstream.
Yeah. Yeah, it's great. And today we also went to Sirius.
Yes.
What an experience. That's Sirius is like a... internet radio?
No, so it's satellite radio.
Satellite radio.
Yeah, Sirius XM. Ben Harlem, who used to work in Australian radio,
yeah,
made the move to New York, and he gave us a tour of their facilities.
Some of the radio shows they've got, Sway.
Yeah.
Sway is... Basically, he works on this this station within Sirius, mm-hmm, that is produced by Eminem.
Yeah.
And they
grew up... You loved the... What's his name? Shay? Sway.
Sway. On Shade.
I don't... yeah.
He's so cool.
He's rap.
Like, yeah, he interviews so many rappers. They come on. Childish Gambino was on his show and just did this freestyle. Like, he just has these amazing guests,
yeah,
doing these amazing, amazing freestyles and raps. It's just like, you'd never see that in Australia. And so it's just like... And that was what Ben was saying... Access to guests there.
So Ben is the producer. I didn't want to stuff this up, so yeah, I pulled it up on my phone. Producer at the morning mashup on Sirius XM.
Yeah.
So they get like over 10 million people listening to
it's
their
crazy
show.
Well, he said that this week they've had Christina Aguilera,
yeah,
like top echelon celebrities in the studio. Mm. That's what happens in New York City, though.
Yeah, and you look out and you see Times Square.
Yeah.
And he took us around to one of the parts of the building, and you see the little ball that drops. Yeah, it looked little from where we were. That drops during New Year's.
Yeah, and who else is there? Howard Stern.
Yeah,
the most famous broadcaster in the world.
Yeah, that was pretty insane because the there's like a authorized people only.
Yeah.
Sign. It's yeah, very shut down. When it comes to the having access to that area, they take celebrities and guests into a secret special lift.
No one
elevator
can buzz in.
No.
They said that Howard has his own lift,
yeah,
down to his car.
Amazing.
Not near the people. I wonder when it gets to that stage, whether you do it because you just don't want to be annoyed, because people actually will annoy you when you're that famous.
I wonder, I don't know if it even is that, but it's probably like a persona almost, right?
Yeah.
Like it's like when you're getting paid a lot of money, all of a sudden sometimes your persona can become... Like, that's part of the shtick, is like... Yeah. And
yeah, that's the mystique.
Yeah, and that was like the interesting thing with Seth, even with Chase right now, is what's awesome is it's like we got to see a bit of a behind the scenes. Like,
yeah,
what happens if you just bump in to someone?
Well, if you bump into Chase,
yeah,
he jumps on your podcast.
Yeah.
And he gave us a shout out.
Yeah, on his Insta stories.
And that's
the thing
so cool
with Seth is he was just so chilled back. We just came in, like, you know, we'd been having email correspondence over the last 3 months,
yeah,
to organize it. And, you know, no assistant. No reception.
No.
Just like, just come up.
Well, I think it's like when you start working for a big company and you go, I thought everything would be like perfect.
Yeah.
But perfect's not a reality.
Yeah.
It is like ships run, you know, Seth's got his going at the way he likes it, and it's not always how you think it will be with hundreds of staff.
Yeah.
And then Chase, you know, like... It, yeah, I love this. I mean, this whole trip has been about putting ourselves out there,
yeah,
for no return other than experiencing and meeting people.
And that's the biggest return I think that we can ask for.
Yeah.
I think that that's the maybe the missing link in a lot of cases is it's like we expect it's almost a self-sabotage.
Yeah.
Because it is the thing that we actually want. It's the experiences.
Yeah.
And for whatever reason, it seems... Us coming here, we, you know, we were, you know, you're losing your voice. There was a complete argument to say, let's not record now. And we nearly didn't. And we're like, you know what, let's do it. Like,
we literally stalled along the way to get here.
Yeah.
And if we didn't,
yeah,
we wouldn't have bumped into Chase.
Yeah. We were talking about doing a rickshaw. We're going, so
yeah,
for people who don't know, a rickshaw is like a bike with one of those little carts at the end. And, at the back, and you sort of can be ridden along.
Yeah, yeah. It's like a tuk-tuk in Thailand, but powered by
city.
A human.
Exactly. And so we were thinking, oh, let's do... it was really me pushing it. Let's do
no,
a fucking...
No, I thought it was a great idea. But it was 15 minutes
yeah,
up, and then we had to walk an hour and 15 back. But how good's this?
Yeah, exactly. And so I think that it's... we still did something and we put ourselves out there and we was able to work out.
Yeah. It's amazing. Hey, we're off to LA next.
Yes. So we've still got Monday. We've got Seth. We'll be in New York for an episode on Tuesday. Wednesday, we have an interesting dude. He's the Chinese tuxedo owner. Can you explain?
Yeah.
Because you know a lot about when it comes to... There's a whole level of people that I don't even know about, which is sort of the movers and shakers in, you know, owning restaurants and
Well, I think it comes from me going out to nightclubs and actually
being up
just
after 9 p.m.
spending a lot of money at these establishments.
Yeah.
So Eddie Buckingham.
Yeah.
I've been put onto him through a friend who is best mates with him.
Yeah.
And he is an Aussie dude living in New York who owns one of the coolest restaurants in New York.
Yeah.
It's like one of those up-and-coming, Bill Clinton's been there, like Kylie Jenner.
Why is it that Bill Clinton is the one guy that seems to have been everywhere in New York? Have you noticed that?
Everyone loves Chinese food, just so happens that he loves Chinese tuxedo.
But it's funny because I've noticed a lot of photos, like I guess ex-presidents, that's probably...
Yeah, true.
Maybe it's a bit of a pub crawl that you do ex-president.
It's probably his Secret Service.
Yeah.
Oh, Bill's a pain in the ass. He always wants to go to little places. Yeah. And I heard of Bill being at a KFC.
Really?
Basically, his Secret Service called and said, can we book a table?
At KFC?
There's heaps of stories about Bill like that.
There is heaps of stories about Bill.
Well, we'll find out the Bill stuff.
Yeah.
From Eddie,
and so Eddie, it was also the mixologist. I didn't even know there was a thing called a mixologist. I would have thought that was a DJ. But so
a mixologist.
You said a mixologist for Justin Timberlake. So you can see why I thought, okay, he's mixing music.
No, that makes total sense. But turns out JT has a I think it's a tequila brand,
mm-hmm.
and Eddie is a master at making cocktails.
Yeah. Well, you're going to lose your voice, let's finish up.
Let's stop it here.
Yeah, it's the Daily Talk Show, everyone. Monday, we have Seth Godin on the show. That gives me, I don't know if it's because it's getting chilly, but that gave me chills.
It's actually cold. I think it was just that.
It is cold. hi@thedailytalkshow.com if you want to send us any emails. And we're also on Reddit, reddit.com/r/thedailytalkshow. And you can put up we'll put up some of Chase Jarvis's content so you can get an idea of the cool shit he's doing, because he's
definitely
he's killing it. It's a Daily Talk Show. Have a good one.
See you guys
Monday.